understand you are kicking off today with Women's World Cup.
Kim, Sunday's Women's World Cup football final will be a rematch of the 2011 title game, Japan against the United States. The reigning world champion Japanese women advanced to the final again with a 2-1 semifinal victory over England in Edmonton, Canada. Japan's winning margin came off an own goal from England defender Laura Bassett, who accidentally sent the ball into her team's net in the 92nd minute while trying to clear the ball. Bassett was in tears after the match, and she was helped off the field by her teammates and England's head coach, Mark Sampson. Now, the Japanese were outplayed for much of the second half. Japan's head coach, Norio Sasaki, acknowledged there were several tense moments when England could have scored. But that's the game of soccer, Coach Sasaki said through a translator. And in the end, we were able to obtain a dramatic goal. The game's two earlier goals both came off penalty kicks in the first half. Aya Miyama put the Japanese in front 1-0 in the 33rd minute before England equalized 7 minutes later when Farrah Williams converted a penalty kick. The Japanese now travel southwest to Vancouver for Sunday's final against the USA, while England stays in Edmonton for Saturday's third-place match against Germany. The USA beat Germany 2-0 in the first semifinal Tuesday night. Abby Wambach, the most prolific scorer in international football history with 184 goals, came off the bench in the 80th minute for the United States. The USA's head coach, Jill Ellis, may very well use her in that same super sub role on Sunday against the Japanese. For now, though, Wambach says preparations are crucial ahead of the big title game.
I think the next couple days are going to be huge because we haven't done anything yet. I know that beating a German team is something that you want to celebrate, but we still haven't won a World Cup. A lot of us were there in 2011, felt what it felt like to almost feel like it's meant to be, this meant to be feeling. But you got to go through those 90 or 120 minutes in that final, and you got to play well, and you got to finish your chances to call yourself a world champion. Japan did it 4 years ago. We want to do it this time around. So we can't take anything for granted. We can't take one moment off. We can't take 1 minute off. We have to make the perfect subs. We have to have those subs come in and make a difference like Kelly O'Hara did during the semifinal game. It's all those little intangibles. All those little things will add up, hopefully, to a World Cup. And, of course, you just can't stop believing and never doubt that it's going to happen. I'm really excited about the next couple days to get our team mentally, physically prepared. We've been prepping for this for years, and I feel like it's been a lifetime for me to play in my last World Cup game, it being the final. It's set up fairy tale like, but we got to do the work. We got to put the work in order to win it.
That's Abby Wambach of the United States, who is hoping to win her first Women's World Cup trophy on Sunday in Vancouver, Canada. The 35-year-old Wambach was named the 2012 FIFA Women's World Player of the Year.
Hi, I'm Segun Adeyemi, coming to you all the way from Lagos, Nigeria. Weekends are for sports. Nightline Africa Sports, that is. And every Sunday, I'll give you highlights of the top sports stories of the past week and the weekend. Nightline Africa Sports from the Voice of America. Let the games begin.
We got the game on.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the glory.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the glory.
Hey.
This is for the world.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the glory.
Just come out and play with
this
me.
This is for the world.
Just come.
Game on, VOA sports fans. VOA's Jonah Haskell joins us now with a Thursday Wimbledon tennis update. Sporty greetings, Jonah.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Here's your Thursday Wimbledon update. Several of the world's top-ranked players took the court. Seven-time Wimbledon champ Roger Federer's mastery of grass courts was on display as he made American Sam Querrey look overmatched in a straight sets victory, 6-4, 6-2, 6-2. Andy Murray, the hometown favorite, defeated Robin Haas of the Netherlands with an impressive performance that saw Haas win only six games in a three-set rout. In 2013, Murray became the first British player to win Wimbledon in over 70 years when he beat Novak Djokovic in a hotly contested final. Djokovic, who won his second Wimbledon last year, has begun his title defense well, winning yesterday to advance to the third round. Next up for Novak will be Bernard Tomic, who Djokovic says he isn't going to underestimate.
This is the surface that he loves playing the most on, so it's going to be a difficult match. I remember back in, was it 2011, I think, quarterfinals, we played against each other, and four tough sets, so I'm not expecting anything easy there.
And you should never expect anything to be easy when you're playing in Wimbledon. In the women's bracket, former world number one Caroline Wozniacki beat the Czech Republic's Denisa Alertova to move closer to her first Wimbledon title, while another Czech player, Petra Kvitova, dispatched Karumi Nara of Japan in a 6-2, 6-0 shellacking. Kvitova, who has won Wimbledon twice before, including last year, was given the 2 seed for this year's tournament. The number one seed is American Serena Williams, who is looking to win her third major of the year. She'll face Heather Watson of the United Kingdom in the third round. Serena says Watson could be dangerous on Wimbledon's famous grass courts.
I don't know her at all. I just know I see her around the locker room a little bit, and she's always smiling, so she seems to be super sweet. I feel like she does really well in grass. Like, she played well in Eastbourne and for, you know, a couple times, and she's doing well in grass. Had a really good win today.
Williams will be hoping for a good win against Watson, who, at 23, will be looking to get past the third round at a major tournament for the first time. Back on the men's side, the only African at the tournament, Kevin Anderson, continued his success in London. The tall South African won again Wednesday, this time against Marcel İlhan of Turkey. If Anderson can win again in the third round, he'll likely face a fourth-round matchup with world number one Novak Djokovic. But before that can happen, Kevin is going to have to get through Leonardo Mayer, his third-round opponent, who should give Anderson a real challenge. With the Thursday Wimbledon update, I'm VOA's Jonah Haskell.
The National Basketball Association's annual free agency period is underway. Joining us now with an update is VOA's Toddy Abeje. Sporty greetings, Toddy.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Paul Pierce has left the Washington Wizards and signed a 3-year, $10 million contract with the Los Angeles Clippers. Kawhi Leonard has re-signed with the San Antonio Spurs for 5 years and $90 million. Goran Dragic from Croatia re-signed with the Miami Heat for 5 years and $90 million. Kevin Love has re-signed with the Cleveland Cavaliers for 5 years and $110 million. Draymond Green has re-signed with the defending champions, the Golden State Warriors, for 5 years and $85 million. The big free agents left is LaMarcus Aldridge and LeBron James. In another note, Anthony Davis is one of the bright young superstars in the league, has signed a max contract of 5 years and $145 million to remain with the New Orleans Pelicans.
Toddy, you mentioned Paul Pierce to start off your report. I know my beloved Washington Wizards offered him more money than the Clippers. Why is he going to Los Angeles?
He's going to the Clippers because it's his hometown and he can be reunited with his coach, and the Clippers have a better chance of winning a championship than the Wizards do.
Do you think the Clippers will use him in the same role like the Wizards did?
Yes, they will, because the Clippers badly need a small forward, and they need someone that's clutch for them, and Paul Pierce is historically clutch.
Now, this LaMarcus Aldridge, you said he was the big name being bandied about. How many teams is he negotiating with?
He's negotiating with seven teams, but the number one team that most people expect them to go to is the San Antonio Spurs.
Why do you think that?
Because they are in better position to win right now. than the other teams are. Like the Lakers and the Knicks have interest in him, but they're nowhere near winning.
I know you like to wave the banner of the Lakers, Toddy. And are they going to get Aldridge?
I hope so. I'm praying. Well, I hope so, but it doesn't seem likely.
Why is that?
Because there was a report says that LaMarcus Aldridge was not impressed by the presentation, which his camp said that he denied that he was not impressed, but he was impressed.
How can you not be impressed by Kobe Bryant?
I don't know. He's getting a bad reputation of being a bad teammate. He's a great player. I don't know too many players that don't want to play with Kobe Bryant. He's a winner and he's a champion.
Now, one free agent I don't think you mentioned, Toddy, from Cameroon, Luc Richard Bamute. He played last year for the Philadelphia 76ers. Any chance the Wizards might get a player like that?
Hopefully. Because he could be a good fit for them, and he could get away from the Philadelphia from the losing culture in Philadelphia.
I mean, that's a culture though that produced Dr. J.
That is true, but but they're in this culture of tanking to get to gain a high draft pick, and it's really sad. I feel bad for the fans of Philadelphia.
Now, in regards to this free agency period, Toddy, when can players, isn't there like a date when they can first sign with teams?
The date is actually July 9th where they can officially sign their contracts.
Okay, so then we'll know where these players are going.
Absolutely.
All right, Toddy, Abeje, with that NBA free agency update. I know there's going to be lots of money going around for these top basketball players. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to Kim Lewis.
Okay. Thank you, Sonny. Thank you, Toddy.